Last fall, Laura and I had the opportunity to travel to Glacier National Park up in Montana. The beauty of that area just defies description. But one thing really shocked us: the vast amount of damage caused by wildfires. Blackened tree trunks as far as one could see. The forests there are thick with lodgepole pines. It's a tough, hardy tree whose cones cannot be opened unless they are exposed to very high temperatures, like the kind in the wildfires. For many years, to protect these forests, the U.S. Forest Service fought furiously to put out these fires. More recently, however, they have learned that the massive fires serve a good purpose and have adopted a policy of managed fire. Without these regular fires, the seeds of the lodgepole pine are never released. Without the fires, much of the underbrush and plant life there does not regenerate. The earth needs a fire cast on it, or it will die. Today, Jesus, speaking to Peter, that blustery lodgepole kind of disciple, says, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already burning." Just what does Jesus mean? He knew that Peter, like all the disciples, was a wilderness that needed fire or he would die. Peter needed the fire of God's word to keep his heart from freezing over and to keep the passion of his soul from cooling down. People on fire, that's what we Christians are called to be. On fire for justice, on fire for peace, on fire for truth, and most of all, on fire for love. By our baptisms, we are called to be troublemakers, apple cart shakers, pot stirrers, people who muddy the water, heroes of the faith, just like the prophet Jeremiah. Why? Well, Jesus came to give all of us life to the fullest. That means we have to change. The world has to change. Is there pain and suffering anywhere? Is anyone excluded from our family, our circle of friends, our community, and even this church because of who they are? Is anyone hungry or cold or lonely? That too must change. Jesus is looking to us, to you and to me, to be part of that great cloud of witnesses who will persevere in running the race of life while keeping our eyes fixed on him. And Jesus is God's own love in the flesh. Violence and hate still haunt our minds and lives. Discrimination, prejudice, and exclusion still exist at every level of our society, and even in our church. Warning: speaking the truth can get one hurt, or worse, even killed. St. Oscar Romero paid the ultimate price for speaking that truth. Unfortunately, today there is much resistance to God's way in the world. Loving is no easy task. Jesus likens this task to a burning fire. Just as fire is used to eliminate the impurities from the heart of the lodgepole pine forests, so too Jesus will eliminate the evils of our world. He is faithful to this task, and nothing can separate him from the difficult challenges of this mission. Like Jeremiah before him, Jesus was not afraid of the consequences of being faithful to the mission God has given him. Today, both Jeremiah and Jesus stand in stark contrast to powerless King Zedekiah, who could not stand up to the evils in Israel. Zedekiah vacillates under pressure. You know, it's so easy to yield to peer pressure, just to close one's eyes. When good people look away, evil flourishes. Faithfulness to God's mission will always upset the accepted social order. To take a stand against what is wrong will never be popular, but it is necessary if the world is to grow into its full potential. As the letter to the Hebrews explains, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to share in his mission, we must keep our eyes fixed on him, the Jesus who withstood opposition, who loved his enemies, the unpopular and the outcast, and who conquered sin and even death itself. The good news of salvation is, so can we. So how do we want to feel alive? Do we want to know that our life has meaning and purpose? Then know that life only exists in the holy fire. At this liturgy of God's holy fire, are we ready to take up the challenge offered to us today, to stand up for God's love and wisdom? It's not easy or safe being a Christian, but the world is at stake. Remember, the most powerful force on earth is the human soul on fire. Dare to catch that fire.